Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Well, yeah, if you maybe just break down the deal into pros and into cons. In fact, you know, we can do that as a little exercise now. I'll do cons and you do pros. What are the pros of the takeover deal?
All right, pros. Money, Saudi Arabian money at that. Investment in players, no more relegation scraps.
Good. Yep, that's good. I mean, a con here, I'd say there's talk of lifelong fans possibly being priced out in the future, like at Manchester City.
Another pro, increased wage bill. Attract decent players to the club again?
Yep, okay. Another con, increased expectations.
Pro, finally get round to much-needed renovation for St James's Park and better training facilities and that.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Another con, the Saudi-led intervention into Yemen, 100,000 dead, triggering a statewide famine.
Pro, we're probably going to keep all of their long staff lads in Dubravka.
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, I suppose another con would be the dismemberment and murder of a journalist and then, of course, the cover-up of that.
No more Sports Direct banners?
Torture, chemical castrations and executions of members of the LGBT community.
Get someone better than Steve Bruce in?
Good point. Thanks, Kenny. We've got time for a 30-second quickfire round. The request this week comes from Ashwood City Supporters Club on the same theme, believe it or not. Quick questions on who would you have running the club other than Patrick Nolan? And go, Neil in Dartford.
Hitler.
Ruth in Ashwood.
Pol Pot.
Derek in Sevenoaks.
Nick Clegg.
Matt in Eltham.
El Chapo.
Dominic in Ashwood.
Genghis Khan.
Frank in Maidstone.
I think, what's his name?
It's a quickfire round, Frank.
Thingy. Oh, God. He was at Leeds. He got him in the Champions League.
Peter Ridsdale.
Yeah, that's the one.
Think that's a bit of a long shot, Frank, but thanks for playing. Coming up, we've got Liverpool looking to seal the Premier League title this weekend. Will they do it? Will they not do it?
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888 and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Despite a turbulent and disruptive start to their five-year plan, Ashwood City achieved European qualification and they now enter season two of The Offensive. It's match day 31, and Ashwood City are en route to the Etihad to face Manchester City. Whilst the players and coaching staff take the team coach, the chief executive, sporting director and head of communications are taking the private jet.
You know what I just realised?
That you're an irritating twat?
That if we beat City today, Liverpool win the league. Their first ever Premier League.
Are you drunk?
No.
Then why are you saying shite like that?
Because we'd be part of history, Woody. We'd hand the title to Liverpool.
Jeez, we ain't handing anything to anybody, all right? If anything, we're handing 3 goals to City and a fucking goal difference the size of the Grand Canyon to Villa and West Ham.
Oh, don't be so pessimistic. You're on a private jet going to watch football for a living. There's harder jobs out there.
Right, fucking knock this Doris Day stuff on the head right now.
I'm right, though.
Always look on the shite side of life, Jess, all right? It makes life much, much easier. Now go back to your seat.
What are you doing?
Just calculating a few things, you know?
What things?
Just various kind of outcomes and potential variations that may take place in today's game and seeing how we can benefit from perhaps...
You're putting bets on, you mean?
I am, mate.
What have you gone with?
I've gone 3-0 City, Aguero to score first. Then I've gone 4-0 City, De Bruyne to score any time. Then I've gone 5-0 City, Jesus to score any time.
Looking forward to today's game then? Jesus.
Jess, this is classic reverse psychology, right? I bet on these, so if City win, I'm not completely gutted. And then if we win, I'm happy because we won.
And Liverpool win the league.
All right, maybe I'm not that happy.
Don't let them have their moment.
Ah, they've had their moments. Back in the fucking 70s and the 80s, they're like... fucking Michael Jackson. They've had their moment in the sun. Now they need to fuck off. Think about what they've done and let everyone quietly despise them.
Well, I'm pleased for them.
Oh, great. Good for you. Do you want me to call Jürgen? Let him know.
Do you know what I just realised? That if we win today, we hand Liverpool their first ever Premier League title.
Have you two got fucking altitude sickness or something? You told me to come join you on the private jet. I thought, oh... that'll be nice. Bit of luxury, you know? Instead, I've got two rambling maniacs bollocking on about the impossible.
What's up with him?
Dunno, his gambling habits flared up again.
Woody, come on, mate. Gambling's toxic, hurts millions of people every day.
Oh, come on. You'd tattoo Ibet onto your fucking forehead if the price is right, but me having a flutter on this game is a bit taboo, is it?
I wouldn't get it tattooed on my forehead, thank you. My hair would get in the way for a start.
No, it wouldn't.
What's that supposed to mean?
Right, gang. Twat-cancelling headphones going on right now. Okay, so fuck off, if you please.
You know we're landing now, mate.
We've only just taken off.
It's Ashwood to Manchester. How long did you think it was going
to
take?
Oh, what? I didn't even get a chance to have a drink or a nap.
Well, you snooze, you lose, Woodall.
I didn't snooze, pal. I'm telling you, that's what I'm complaining about. I didn't get the chance to fucking snooze.
Any word from Eric?
Yeah, two words. Fuck and you.
But he is going to turn up to the fucking game this time, yeah? That's... bloody nice of him, isn't
it? Yeah, his agents assured me that's the case. Besides, I basically picked this team.
Ah, fuck's sake, here we go again.
I did!
You didn't. You told me that... what's his name? Rimmer something should start. I said Timmerman. You said aye. That's him.
I did not say
aye. I actually agreed with you. I told Howard it'd be good. He ran a fitness test with the physios, consulted with the other coaches. Eric reviewed their report, then he said he might play him.
Yeah?
Well, that's not fucking picking the team, pal.
Timmerman is a big game player. He gets big goals.
Yeah, all right, pal. You keep telling yourself that.
And what's the word on Dan Watson? How long until that twat's back in the dugout?
Woody! You told her!
I just said we were weighing it up, you know?
Oh, fuck's sake.
What's wrong with telling me? I'm supposed to know stuff like this.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, Jess, you're not. Not yet.
Well, what's happening? Is he in? Is he out?
Hopefully he's going to do the hokey-cokey, keep us up, and then fuck off.
It's complicated.
How so?
That's a money thing.
Oh, how unexpected. A key footballing decision has been corrupted by money. Well, I did not see that happening.
The cunt is one big pay packet away from Valencia and then he's all ours.
Oh, he is such a little shit.
Yep.
I hate him so much.
Yep.
Sickeningly self-righteous for 24 hours a day and then he does shite like this.
Look, I never would have brought him in for the City game anyway. I wouldn't want any new coach to be contaminated by that.
Contaminated? Christ.
What?
It's already contaminated, pal. That nuclear core split open, there's fucking radiation everywhere and you're trying to piss on the reactor to cool it off.
Oh, I'm not trying to piss on the reactor.
You are.
Oh, yeah, well, what's your alternative, Woody? You know? How do I stop this nuclear meltdown? Because I'm all ears, mate. You know, I'm one giant fucking ear, okay?
Well, that sounds like some kind of nuclear mutation.
So, Dan comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Is he bringing his own staff?
Mm-hmm.
So we're firing all of them?
Well, we'll probably keep Thingy and Thingy.
Howard?
No, God, he's going. Fuck that guy. The other one, what's his name?
Matt?
Yeah, Matt. And the goalkeeping coach will stay.
What games does Dan have to save us?
He'll miss this one and Watford.
Because he's a greedy little piece of shit?
Yes, that's correct.
And you're a tight bastard that won't match the fee?
I'm going to ignore that. Then he should come in on Star Wars Day for the Brighton away game. Then we'll have West Ham.
Big one?
Yep. Tottenham, Everton, Villa.
Ooh, big one.
Yep. And then to finish off, Man United at home.
So we're 19th. We need to be picking points up
from... excuse me, we are 18th.
We're 19th, Patrick. Villa are 18th.
No, we're not. Villa are 19th and we're 18th. We are just below the dotted line.
We're rotting meat in the Villa Norwich sandwich, mate. We are 19th.
Woody?
What?
What position are we in the league?
19th.
Who the fuck are you?
Tickets, please.
Oh, sorry. There you go.
Your train ticket, you fucking idiot. Not your match day ticket.
Oh, sorry. There. Thank you.
Cheers.
Woody.
The train driver told you, pal, we're 19th.
God, he's not the driver. Does he look like the fucking driver? We're going 100 miles an hour and he's shuffling through the carriage like Captain Tom.
Whatever. We're 19th.
God, you two are idiots. Let me look this up. Oh, what? We're 19th.
Jesus Christ.
How did this happen?
Well, Eric was a big factor, but you didn't really help with your decision-making.
Oh, fuck's sake. Well, now we really need to win today.
Yeah, and I really need a blowjob from Sleeping Beauty, but that ain't gonna happen, pal.
Can you keep your voice down?
Sleeping Beauty? What, while she's asleep? Woody, that is psychopathic.
Of course not when she's asleep. Fuck's sake. I'm talking about after she's kissed the handsome prince and she's up and about, you know?
But why did you pick Sleeping Beauty?
Because she's a beauty.
But she's asleep.
I'm talking about at the end.
Oh, whatever, perv.
Some bloke has just kissed her while she's asleep. Yeah, I'm the perv. Patrick, I'm not a perv. Tell her.
Shut up. God, I can't believe we're 19th. Right, that's it. I'm going to call Dan. I'm going to pay the fees.
Ah, pal, you said it yourself. He's not going to do today, all right? All he's going to miss is Brighton away.
So you're going to miss... I thought he was going to be here for Brighton away. Oh, for God's sake.
Ah, we'll beat fucking Brighton. Come on.
What, we'll beat Brighton, will we?
Ah, please. Fucking... Graham Potter and the Goblet of Wanky Ineffective Football. Easy, pal.
Okay, fine. But we need Dan by the time of the West Ham home game.
Oh, aye, that is essential, pal. Don't fuck that up.
What right? Do you mean? This is your job too.
I don't know about that.
Oh, so now it's life or death. It's my job. But in the summer with the big transfer budget and no relegation on the horizon, it's your job. Great. Good to know.
Ah, hey, guys. What are the chances?
Well, considering we work for the same club and we're attending the same game and you text me saying you'll meet me on the 2pm train from Manchester Airport, I think the chances are pretty decent, Dwight, actually, to be honest.
How are you, Dwight? Your triceps look well.
Pardon me?
I said you look well.
Yeah, it's pretty rainy and cold up here, Dwight. You could probably put the jacket back on, you know?
Ah, oh, this old place. Manhattan. Jeez, I know this place like the back of my hand. I lived here for 3 years when I helped the Mansours get the city gig off the ground.
The city gig?
Yeah, sweet times. Proper mad for it. Had a flat in Deansgate. It was mint. Dead cool, man.
Oh, do me a fucking favor.
What are you mithering about, Patrick?
Mithering?
Yeah, mank word. A few buddies
okay.
And I...
Can you just mither over there with Woody, please? It's a private conversation between me and Jess, thank you.
Is it?
Shut up.
Patrick, when we get to the game, maybe we could chat about... you know what...
You know, I actually have a lot of you know what's going on, Dwight, so you'll probably have to narrow it down a bit, you know? Is it the relegation, or is it the catastrophic losses my country club made in the first quarter? Or is it the human shit that someone posted through my letterbox? You know, which one is it, mate?
Human shit?
Yes.
How do you know?
Look, I've become a bit of an expert, you know, a connoisseur, in fact. After running this club for the past 16 years, you pick up a thing or two. You know, that and tax deductibles.
I'll take a seat with Woody. But we need to talk about the deal. Anaheim's getting jittery. Well, with Mike Ashley and everything.
Yeah, I can imagine they are.
It's nothing to do with us being 18th. It's more full ownership of the asset is something they see as very valuable.
Dwight, do you know what I see as very valuable?
What's that?
A working knowledge and respect for this football club.
What are you talking about? ASG have that. I have that.
Yeah, I'm going to increase the purchase price of my share by 20% just because of your negligence and poor insight into the club that you're supposed to be running when I go.
What?
We're 19th, Dwight, not 18th. Now go and sit next to Woody and do some homework on this place before you think you have the God-given right to take over and run things.
Right. Right. Okay. Sorry, Patrick.
Sorry, Dwight, let me move the rug.
18th. What an idiot.
God, you are an insufferable twat.
Hey. Oh, Jesus. Hey. Hi, I'm Patrick.
The Offensive Podcast is now on Patreon. With a single level subscription tier of just $5 a month, you can become an official member of the Super Whites with the Ashwood City season ticket. You'll get an access all areas pass to Dartley Park and receive previously unseen behind the scenes footage. This will include sit-down, one-on-one, in-depth interviews with both creatives and the cast of the show. You'll also receive club shop discounts and exclusive merchandise for Patreons only. Monthly downloads will continue in the off-season and will include MP3 downloads of songs featured in the show, such as the Ashwood City song,
We're Big Oven Chilling On,
and a full, previously unheard, 4-minute version of
It's the End of the World as We Know It.
Your money will go towards running costs and maintaining our current high standards. It will allow us to continue to bring you a show described as must-listen by The Guardian, ultra-sharp by GQ, and sharper than Luis Suarez's left canine by The Football Pink. Sign up now for a one-tier price of just $5 a month. You'll become an official fan of the club and enjoy all these benefits and so much more. Visit patreon.com/Ashwood City and get your membership today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And he's already ushering his players into position, patrolling the touchline. We're just over a minute in here at the Etihad, and Manchester City have forced a corner. This is De Bruyne, floated onto the edge of the box. Fernandinho with a go, saved by Riviere. Aguero 1-0. Well, that didn't take long. The champions at their best. They're ruthless. They're merciless best. My word, I barely sat down. Aguero is just about the only player in the box that actually looks up for it. Ashwood City players standing around, ball watching. And I tell you now, this is going to be a long, long afternoon for the Super Whites. It's Gundogan. It's De Bruyne. Oh, my word, and it's pinged out beautifully to Sterling. Aguero's been pulled down in the middle of the box by Adeyemi. Referee says no. Sterling finds Mahrez. 2-0. 6 minutes in. 5 shots, 2 goals. Easy peasy. I think what's happened there is the ref has given advantage and he sees that the box is full of Man City players. He knows that Sterling is going to chill it in and bang, he's right. 2-0. Look at that, Broom laying into the defence. Ah, goodness me, look at the expression on Eric Franz Schmidt's face.
Yeah, well, what do I fucking say to him, Mac?
Tell him that you're assessing your options.
Yeah, what are the options? Go down with the ship because it is a pretty cushy lifeboat he is offering me.
Look, where are you in all this?
I'm in the toilet at the Etihad. Our back four is giving me IBS.
No, fuck this deal, mate. This deal. You want it, don't you? You want the dosh.
Yeah, I want the fucking dosh.
Listen, Ped. I'm going to tell you the same thing I told Stefan El Shaarawy.
Right.
You got a gift for this. Don't sell your soul to China just for a quick buck and a stir fry. Apply yourself, and in the long game, you'll make triple what those commies are offering you.
Mac, Stefan El Shaarawy went to China.
Yeah, well, I didn't say fucking listen, did I?
Right, it's not the best advice you've given.
Ped, you run a Premier League football club. Do you know what we call a Premier League football club these days?
What's that?
Money printing factory. True fucking story. Money printing factory. Sit tight, be patient, shove that Yanks money right up their arse and play the long game.
How about I tell you what I told Tony Pulis once upon a time?
Yeah, what's that?
I don't want to play the fucking long game.
All right, don't shout, fucking touchy little fucker. You know how fucking busy I am with this Mike Astley sale to those Saudis.
In case you hadn't noticed, I'm in this for money, yeah? And right now, you're offering me fucking magic beans. Dwight is offering me money. Real life money.
Oh, Pat. Oh, Paddy Paddy Poo Poo.
What?
You ain't in this for money, my son.
Yes, I fucking am.
You came for the money, sure. You stayed for the power. Best of luck with the rest of the game. Tell that Dutch cunt to play two holders in the middle. Get that Timmerman out, for fuck's sake. You're getting torn apart. Now fuck off.
Look, Mac? Fuck's sake.
Everything okay?
Oh, Dwight, hi.
Hi.
That was just an old friend. Well, colleague. An old colleague who I no longer associate with.
Right. Sounded pretty serious.
Yeah, he's just calling for some advice on a business deal.
Oh, yeah? What kind of business deal is that?
Just a businessy business type deal thing.
Yeah, well, it sounded like you wanted to sell real bad.
Oh, right. Yeah, no. I was role-playing for him.
Sure. That 20% increase you asked for? We're not going to do that. But I am going to revise the number. Might drop it down a few dollars. Just, you know, the current climate and all.
Sure. Current climate.
I'll give you the new figure on Monday, and we can get it signed by the end of the week. Maybe do some kind of leaving ceremony for you right after the Brighton game.
That's an away game.
Yeah, well, I think with your track record, it's best you sneak out the back door. No fanfare. See you, buddy. Enjoy the game.
And Gustavo lets it run, and Phil Foden collects this ball on this left-hand side. Gustavo lunging in. Oh, my goodness, Phil Foden felt that. The game plays on. Van Smit is not happy with Foden, the way he went down, but Man City are coming forward. And De Bruyne has found Aguero, and Aguero has found Sterling, and that is quite brilliant. That is 3-0. Breathtaking. Yeah, that is eye-watering stuff. Foden went down with a knock. Ash would think the move is dead, and then City come flying forward.
Eric Van Schmidt here has got into an altercation with Phil Foden.
Man. Stupid man. That'll cost him.
And Van Schmidt has pushed him. He has pushed him. No VAR needed. Kevin Friend sends Van Schmidt off. Well, the Dutchman will have to watch on. Foden gets to his feet, although it's looking like Pep wants to bring him off.
Yeah, I think it's Gabriel Jesus is warming up. He looks like he's going to replace Foden. He's had a good one today. Unfortunate ending there with the Ashwood City coach spoiling his day, spoiling his moment. But he's made his mark. He'll push on for next season.
He did that on purpose. He did that on fucking purpose.
Well, yeah, that's why he got sent to the stands.
You know what I mean.
I don't.
Eric shoved Foden on purpose to get sent off because he doesn't want to be humiliated in this game.
So let me get this straight. Eric, whilst losing 3-0 to Man City, chose that moment to shove a little boy.
A professional footballer.
Still, a little boy, in an effort to avoid humiliation.
Yes.
You're insane.
No, I'm not. That fat Dutch Nazi is insane.
You know, I don't think you're doing yourself any favours calling him fat.
Why? Everyone calls him fat.
Yeah, but people in glass houses shouldn't throw rocks.
No, that's wrong. I'm going to throw the rock at him, then take one of the shards of glass and put it through his fucking neck.
Not really how the metaphor works.
Hey, pow. Look at this on my phone.
Oh, God, yeah, I get it, Woody. The guy has a massive cock. Hilarious.
No, not that.
It is massive.
What is it then?
Look.
Man City to win 3-0 and Aguero to score first.
Hey. Not bad, eh?
Oh, good for fucking you. I'm so pleased, Chris. That's really, you know, really top work. Why don't you see me in my office on Monday and we'll discuss your
rate. Oh, cheer up, pal. Christ. We knew this would be a complete ass-fucking... I mean, Timmerman's not doing completely shite, though, so you must be pleased.
Yeah, looks like I do make good decisions after all. And no, I didn't think this would be an ass-fucking, actually. I thought Man City looked a bit wobbly last week.
The only wobbling I've seen today was when Foden lost his footing after Eric shoved him. See
Fuck
his legs.
Off. Right. I'm going to watch the rest of the game out there. Sky keep putting a fucking camera on me and it's driving me insane.
Wow. He is stressed.
Fucking, it's storming off and everything.
Maybe you just need some time alone to think.
Excuse me.
What?
What, so I'm going to sit in there on my own, am I? Like a fucking bell end?
Well, yeah, Yeah, you stormed off.
Oh, that wasn't a storm
wasn't
off.
Wasn't it?
No!
Yeah, it felt like a storm off, pal.
I just left the area.
Aye, but you did it in such a displeased mood.
Yeah, I'm losing 3-0, Woody.
All right. Fucking hell, we'll come with.
Ugh, fine.
Nice.
City Chief Executive Patrick Nolan there, heading inside, not pleased with what he sees.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Did they zoom in on my arse then?
Nah, it's an illusion. It's like that shot in Jaws, you know, it's actually your arse just getting bigger.
Why do they always have to put the camera on me? It's pathetic. There's a team there worth about a billion and they put the camera on me.
It's like Arsene Wenger, pal. If the camera saw him even remotely considering doing up his coat, bang, cut to Wenger. Watch him fumble about like a dickhead for 5 minutes. It's TV gold.
Oh, cool. So I'm the equivalent of Wenger in his coat, am I?
Kinda.
Yeah, kinda.
Jesus. What's the update on Dan?
Well, he's not lying, alright? The fees that he's getting from Valencia are huge.
Oh, good for him.
But he'll be with us by the West Ham home game. Maybe the game after.
I thought you said he'd definitely be with us by the West Ham home game.
Well, there's just a technical hitch.
No, there is not. And if there is even the slightest chance of a technical hitch, fix it, or my technical fist will hit your technical area.
All right.
I really hate our third kit, you know.
Oh, good, great. Thanks for kicking me while I'm down. It's nice to know I can still feel pain.
Is it orange?
Yeah, it's burnt orange, yes.
What does that mean, burnt orange?
It means it was orange and so fucking awful that we decided to burn it and we ended up with this.
For God's sake, if Barcelona pranced around in that, people would say it's hashtag class or lit.
They'd say shit, not lit.
Pal, I am going to cheer you up.
Oh, you are, you?
Aye, I am, actually. I want you to take one of these.
What?
One of these bets.
Alright, fine. I'll take 3-0, Aguero to score first.
No, not that one, you twat. One of these two.
Right, what's that one?
4-0, De Bruyne to score any time.
Okay, and that one?
5-0, Jesus to score any time.
Is Jesus on?
Came on for Foden.
Oh, is Foden off, is he?
Yeah, Dutch bloke pushed him.
Well, like so many lost, helpless fuckers do in times of need, I'm going to try my chances with Jesus.
Ah, there's a good lad. Good luck. If you win, you get that.
Shit.
I know.
Oh, De Bruyne a free kick. Let's see how bad your luck really is.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Pal, relax, okay? KDB doesn't actually score as many free kicks as you think. That's why he's a...
Ah, bollocks.
I'll tell you what, hey, I'm a fucking genius.
Yeah, what an incredible mind you have. How could you possibly foretell Man City scoring 4 goals against a relegation candidate with a managerial crisis?
Wisdom, insight, knowledge.
Woody, you've still only got one bet right. Your Aguero one is now wrong. Your Gabriel Jesus one is now wrong. You're 2/3 wrong, 2/3 fucking moron, 1/3 lucky twat with a dash of arsehole on ice with a bendy straw.
Are you finished?
Well, let's get back on the train, shall we?
Can't we get a car? I don't see why Woody and I have to be cheap bastards as well.
No.
There's time left, pal.
How much time?
Well, not enough to score 4 goals if that's what you're after.
Nah, fuck those burnt orange bastards. I meant for Gabriel Jesus to score.
Oh, you got time. But, you know, you're taking money away from me if it happens. So, I don't know if that makes you feel uncomfortable or anything.
No. Actually, it makes me very, very, very comfortable.
Where are you off to?
Wee wee.
Ew, gross.
I'll grow up.
All right, pal. If you could kidnap one City player and brainwash him into thinking he played for us, who would it be?
Ah, good question. Raheem Sterling.
What? That's a crap answer.
No, it isn't. Right, he's young, he's British, he's got good sponsors, his market value is close to 100 million, and his wages, compared to the others, is actually fairly reasonable.
Oh, I didn't realise I was asking fucking Gordon Gekko.
Right, who would you have then? Kevin De Bruyne?
Well, it wouldn't be Sterling, because he fucking hates me. So aye, it'd be Kevin De Bruyne.
Oh, God, you're such a little De Bruyne fanboy, honestly.
What's wrong with that? You've seen him today, he looks incredible. And his hair matches our kit. That can't be easy.
De Bruyne fanboy.
Stop calling me that.
Oh, his vision. Oh, what great vision. What a playmaker. Look at the pass completion rate.
Sit down.
Blah, blah, blah. Wank, wank, wank. Fuck off.
Patrick.
Oh, hey, Dwight.
Woody, how are you, buddy? Enjoying the game?
Not quite, pal. No. Where you been?
Oh, had some calls. A lot of movement across the pond. Ain't that right, Patrick?
Yeah, so I hear.
So, Woody, ASG are doing a few meetings over the next month or so. Company culture thing.
Was it? Company culture thing.
Yeah, just aligning the right people to the right company. Making sure that people involved with Ashwood City have the concerns of Ashwood City as their number one priority.
Ah, don't worry about any of that with us, pal. We live and breathe this team, eh? Built it with our own four hands, didn't we?
Four hands?
Hey, My two hands and your two hands.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's good to hear. Looks like we got people that really care about the club running this place. Right, Patrick?
Absolutely. Oh, that's a bummer.
Oh, no.
Real
shame. Oh, that actually is a real shame.
Oh, hopefully we get one back. Show a bit of spirit, at least.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
Patrick, Jesus scored. I can't believe it. Your fucking bet came in. How much did you win?
Shut up.
Oh, let's go and get pissed in one of those places owned by a footballer in town. There's loads of them. Drinks on you, mind.
Jess!
Oh, hi, Dwight.
Hey.
I didn't see you there.
So this is how you celebrate with my money, eh?
Yep.
A fucking car to the airport.
Well, it's better than a train.
Patrick, this is shit. This taxi's like 25 quid. What are you going to do with the rest?
Firstly, I'm splitting this cab with you two, so it's not £25, it's £8.33. And secondly, that money will go into an index tracker fund with very modest annual fees.
Oh, you are just the worst person living. Like, you are the worst person that hasn't been shot and or executed.
Thank you.
I wanted to go to a restaurant owned by Jesse Lingard. Or a fancy hotel owned by Rodri, or a fucking kids' soft play area owned by Brandon Williams.
Well, how about drinks on a plane owned by Patrick Nolan?
Boring.
Excuse me, could you turn that up?
Can you not?
Shut up, listen.
Woody. Ashwood City visited Manchester City and it finished 5-0 to, guess who, yes, Manchester City. And it really was five of the best, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was.
I've got to start, the De Bruyne free kick was an absolute beauty.
And that Jesus volley for goal number five was pretty special.
Yeah, special, yeah, I'll give you that. But for me, the De Bruyne goal is definitely the best of the bunch. I mean, and that Jesus goal, I hate to tell you, Mike,
what?
It has gone down as a Timmerman own goal.
Right, stop the car.
Patrick, come on.
Everyone out, we're walking.
Fuck off. Wide.
No, I'm not paying for this. Get out.
Oh, fucking hell.
Just grab the bags.
Fuck you.
Well, it's fine. Just fucking...
No, if it's an own goal, the bet didn't come in. So no,
right.
I'm not paying for the cab.
Well, that's that then.
Are we actually
if you cancel, you've still got to leave a rating.
Yeah, no, we'll still give
just,
you five stars.
Yeah, don't worry about that, mate. We'll sort it out.
Come on, just grab the bags.
Fuck you.
Oh, don't either, mate. I'm going to my rugby, to be honest.
That's so entitled.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, and join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.